here outside the Basilica of Saints Cosmas and Damian. Scott Landry here with Father Norman Tanner, a professor at the Gregorian University from Great Britain. Welcome to the Good Catholic Life.
Thank you very much.
Very pleased.
So the Station Church liturgy is moving here at one of Rome's many famous churches. Can you tell us a little bit about the number of churches in Rome and the significance of churches like this basilica?
That's right. Well, it's a very ancient custom. Lent lasts 40 days, and we have 40 churches, ancient churches, which were what they call station masses. So there was one mass each day at each church. And wonderful revival now, very much thanks to the North American College, the students there and staff, so that we have mass each day in one of these churches in the correct order.
And Father Tanner, why do you like getting up super early and coming to these station church masses with a lot of other English-speaking Catholics in Rome?
Well, 7 o'clock is just perfect time. Our lectures begin at 8:30, so we have time to get back comfortably. And seven, it means one gets up a little before six, which is just about right.
So people you are used to the first Eucharistic prayer, hearing the name Saints Cosmas and Damian in the Litany of the Saints that is prayed in there. What can you tell us about those two great saints?
That's right. Cosmas and Damian were early saints and martyrs of the early church, and of course they're remembered therefore in the first Eucharistic prayer, Cosmas and Damian. So they were both in the medical profession, and they were known to be good and helping people as doctors, even surgeons. We're told they helped to cure people in that way.
You teach at the Gregorian University. Many of the U.S. priests who are formed here in Rome who go back to the diocese study at the Gregorian. Can you tell us a little bit more about that institution here in Rome?
Well, it's a great pleasure, a privilege to have so many of the seminarians and young priests newly ordained studying at the Gregorian, and I have the privilege of teaching many of them the church history. So the Gregorian was founded just in 1554, I think is the exact date. That's 2 years before the death of St. Ignatius. And it's been a very, very important work of our order, the Society of Jesus, for nearly five centuries now. And we have students, some 2,500, who come from all the countries of the world, almost. And it's a great privilege to be teaching there and so helping to encourage the church in this way.
And lucky as a church historian to have this laboratory, which is Rome, with so much church history here, to recommend excursions to your students.
Yes, well, of course, I was sent here to teach by my Jesuit superiors, but as a church historian, it's a completely unique place, so I'm very fortunate and pleased to be here, and it's great to help students in some small way with the understanding of the history of the church, because the history, it helps, I think, in the studies for priesthood to understand the past of our church, the Christians in the past, who also, like them, as it were, labored and grew and flourished as Christians. And just, yes, and like, you might say, Cosmas and Damian, who we celebrate today, they lived good lives, where they were doctors, medical men, and then eventually, of course, they were martyrs.
Father Tanner, thanks so much for spending a few moments with us today and our listeners in Boston.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased, and thank you for interviewing me.
We'll be back right after this.